Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
Wanted to be at a place where the school was 100% committed, and I think Danny White and the rest of the school, so everyone involved, showed that they're committed to baseball. And we wanted to be somewhere where we felt like we could win every year. The thing that put this place over the top in our mind in the spring was the fan base. And I think this place became a rowdy place to play, so much so that other coaches were complaining about our fans. And,
are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball! No crying!
I'll take that any day of the week.
Caught! It'll be a big orange dog pile on the way to the College World Series.
Cause if friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well that's no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Dancey.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Winning Monday edition of the program.
Championship Monday. Thank you very much, Mr. 2 out of 3.
Championship Monday edition of the program. There you go, Chris.
What's with this guy?
What? I'm happy.
Yeah,
great weekend.
I told you, Drew. Told you.
Great weekend.
Can't even pick the Vols to sweep, and then you come in and brag about it.
Did you even watch the games, Nate?
I just said I was accurate. Yes, I watched the games.
Right. Did you?
I did.
I didn't watch Saturday.
I don't.
Couldn't.
I didn't either. And that's why we lost.
You wore your jersey and didn't watch the game?
I think I streamed the first two innings.
I mean, I would have if I could, but I was in La Follette. I was in the middle of nowhere. No service.
I was on the lake, too.
You were on Douglas. They got cell towers all over the place up there.
It's an interesting strategy to give a starter of the day off, but then pitch him out of the bullpen. I want to get into that a little bit. I don't know.
That's where you want to start? Well, you don't want to start with SEC champions?
Well, Tony V gets... I mean, he gets a as long as the leash can be on benefit of the doubt, because he's turned the whole program around and has, you heard, it might have been Thursday night, I know we haven't done a show since then, but you heard Kyle Peterson say this team is as good as he's ever seen in college baseball, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
So,
KP.
When a coach.
Told you, we like KP.
KP. Turns a team around like that, not really going to question the decision until we see how the whole season plays out, but
we're almost there. Four games left. Regular season, of course.
Yep, 9-2, just as Houston predicted on Friday.
I said 9-3, but then amended it before the show was over. Within that 30-second span, I said, no, 9-2, on the way out.
Did you really?
Yeah. I said 9-3, and then I said, no, 9-2, 9-2.
All right.
Yeah, predicting 2 out of 3, whatever. Getting the
Friday
exact
well.
Score against the best pitcher in the country, per Hickman.
Oh, yeah. Old Jonathan Cannon got touched up.
We won because of me.
We touched those kids up.
I jinxed us, or jinxed them. It worked.
Was Dave Neal on the Friday? Didn't he say they
touched him up?
I was dying.
Thanks for listening to the show, Dave. Hope you're well. Great job on the calls this weekend.
When I tweeted that Jonathan Cannon sucked and was overrated, some guy who was a Tennessee fan, he's like,
he's not overrated.
You don't know baseball.
I love the you don't know baseball crowd. It's like, I've been watching baseball forever. You new fans to Tennessee have only been watching for 2 years.
Kid had an off night.
He did. He had an off night. He's a beast, though. God. He looks like a G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
What is he, 6'6"?
6'6", yeah.
Monster. Blonde hair. They had a lot of blonde-haired players. It's kind of weird for Georgia. I don't think of blondes when I think of Georgia. I think dark hair. I was like a Stafford head. Blonde hair. They find tall blonde people. Maybe that's the key.
I hope that Tate kid never comes back into the state of Tennessee.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
He,
unless he wants to transfer.
What was his – what did he go for the series?
Well
– was he like 9 of 14?
Couldn't get
10 out of 14? He was unbelievable.
Tennessee did lose 8-3 in game 3. Gave up 5 in the 7th. After Ben Joyce, who got the start, gave up 3 in the 4th.
We had him.
Yeah, it's Drew Beam's first loss. Think of that. Think about that.
Well, you know.
Ben Joyce went 4, 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. Kirby Connell came in for 2.
Safe to say,
innings.
Beam does not need to come out of the pen ever again.
Beam came in, registered 1/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 3 runs.
All earned.
Yeah, then Walsh gave up another
2.
2. Or maybe 3. One that was credited to Beam. I don't remember. But yeah, that was a really rough inning. And then Mabry and Wyatt Evans finished it out, but it was too late. Too little, too late. Tennessee had the 2-0 lead going in the 4th.
Yeah, we jumped out. Looked pretty good. Then the bats kind of went silent, and the pitching went, not good, Bob.
Yeah, their relievers went. We were no hit through the final 6 innings of the game.
Well, one of their relievers was incredible. The Gowan kid.
Yeah.
3 2/3, no hits.
Yeah.
Jeff no walks. No
5 strikeouts for Gowan.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Rough day at the office.
We had already won the SEC championship. We'd already won the series.
Hungover.
Prop, maybe. Maybe.
Just metaphorically speaking.
Maybe not metaphorically. Maybe legitimately hungover.
Okay.
But it mattered not. Arkansas lost 2 out of 3 to Vanderbilt in Fayetteville.
You hate to see it.
No, you don't. I loved it. Big fan.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're still going to be number one, right?
Yeah.
Everybody lost in the top 6.
Oregon State lose.
Oregon State lost.
2 out of 3,
lost.
I think.
All right. Sounds good to me. Just one more little prep series.
Yeah, they lost 2 out of 3 at Arizona.
Mm.
Unranked. D1 Baseball has not updated the top 25 yet. But as soon as that happens.
An hour or two.
Usually they do it overnight. I'm a little surprised.
No. It always happens Monday morning.
I know. But sometimes they don't have the article posted, but the poll's updated. We talked about this last week.
I'm the one that always finds it, and it always comes through Monday morning.
Okay, Nate.
During the show. I'm just telling you. I don't know why you said overnight.
Because they've done it overnight before, at like 2 a.m.
All right.
Just trust. Lose the attitude today.
Arkansas
what are you doing?
Is 4th. Or how about Oklahoma State? They do anything? They all lost?
Lost.
So there's a lot of parity this year, except for us.
Did they lose one game, or did they lose 2 out of 3?
I don't know. I know they lost 2 out of 3. We won, I think number 2 lost. Number 3 lost.
When you say lost, you mean the series.
Yeah, lost the series.
Oklahoma State has lost 4 in a row. They lost to Dallas Baptist, and then they got swept at home by Texas Tech over the weekend. Texas
Tech's
pretty good.
Going to move up. They're 9th currently.
And then they sweep Oklahoma State at home? So Oregon State, 2 out of 3. Oklahoma State, 4 in a row. Arkansas loses 2 out of 3. Not sure about Virginia Tech.
Arkansas is in danger of not even winning the West now.
Really?
They're only a half game up on A&M.
Virginia Tech played Louisville over the weekend. They lost on Friday. They won on Saturday. And games on Sunday. Virginia Tech took the series 2 out of 3.
Okay.
So yeah,
we're in no danger.
No danger. Zip. Zilch. None. Just rolling along. One series to go. We got what, Belmont tomorrow? Unless we want to, you know, not hurt their RPI.
Belmont tomorrow.
6 o'clock.
6 p.m.
SEC
and
Network
then we
plus.
Travel to beautiful Starkville, Mississippi for Thursday, Friday, Saturday series against the Bulldogs. Are they still in last place in the West?
Yeah, they're not getting in.
Who would have ever guessed that?
They played A&M over the weekend. Lost 8-2 on Sunday.
From national champions to 9-18, 25-27 overall.
They lost 9-6 on Saturday. How does that happen?
I guess they lost a lot of guys to the big show.
I guess so. Yeah, they were swept over the weekend by the Aggies.
Really?
They were 10th.
They're pretty good.
Probably moving up.
The Aggies are good. Strange. They looked awful last year. I mean awful. But they turned it around. But the big news, folks.
Yeah?
Your Bucks are done. Oh. Thanks to Hickman Celtics and one Grant Williams. Career high points in game 7. Hit 7 three-pointers.
Yep.
Tying a game 7 NBA record. So it's Grant Williams and Steph Curry, as I believe the only two to hit 7 threes in a game 7. Is that correct, Hickman?
I feel like there might be one more, but heck, just seeing Grant's name beside Steph's in the NBA record book.
And it being a three-point stat.
Yeah.
Kind of ridiculous. He did take a bajillion of them. He shot 18 three-pointers.
Still. 7 of 18.
That's pretty good.
It's really good.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying he took a lot.
Yeah. Take them if you can make them.
Take them if you can make them.
They dared him to shoot it, and he did.
The Celtics were 22 of 55 from three. That's 40%. It's really good. They shot 55 threes.
Milwaukee only hit like 3 of 25.
They were 4 of 33.
Ooh.
Not good.
Worse than I thought.
It's 12.1%.
Somebody told me the Bucks lost, and I was like, going to game 7. They're like, no, that was game 7. I'm like, what?
This guy's a casual fan.
I don't even think he qualifies as a casual fan.
I don't think I watched one live second of the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
I watched some highlights.
Giannis absolutely just crapped the bed.
He had 44 in game 6. Of course, Tatum had 46. Seriously, I didn't even realize game 6 had happened.
Who is this joker?
Not even kidding.
Are you even here today?
Yeah, I'm right.
You come strolling in, oh, they got my numbers right. I'm 2 out of 3. Now you didn't even watch this game.
Yeah, he claims that championship from last year.
Of course he does. My Bucks. You didn't even watch the game.
Just teaching Hickman a lesson. And
what's that?
Sports Talk Radio.
I'm a diehard.
You're a diehard.
I don't think Hickman, nobody can claim more championships than me as a fan.
What do you mean by nobody?
You're but if you pick the team after they win the championship.
You're like 20 years old. Like, how can you even say that?
Yeah, I mean, Brady's got me a lot. I know I might not have been able to watch football
but
when he won.
That's not a team.
Of
that's a person.
My buddy in college, who for some random reason was a huge Patriots fan, who came into my sociology of education class and said, Nate, we're screwed. Drew Bledsoe's out for the season. We got to start Tom Brady. That guy gets to count all those championships. You were just on the Pats bandwagon because of Brady.
Yeah.
No, that was not.
You
the
can't
reason.
Pull for an individual person and claim
what,
all his.
What year did Bledsoe go down? What year was that? Were you even born?
It had to be like 2001 or two, right?
I believe I was one when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl. I'll take it.
Josh wants me to let you know that Giannis almost had a triple-double in the first quarter yesterday.
See, Hickman?
Yeah, but
crap
I
mean, the
you
bed.
Know what you're talking about.
Crap
you watched the, game.
Bed.
At least I didn't watch the game.
Okay, but he also went like 3 of 16 in the second half.
Mm. It was a long series. And he's a big guy. He gets tired.
I usually do watch a little more NBA playoff.
You've watched
actually.
None.
They've Zero. Actually been pretty
I've
good
I've watched
this
less
year.
Than none.
Less than none.
But you tweeted about the Suns game last night.
Just for a second.
Yo, what happened there?
What did I tweet about?
What's up with the Suns?
I'm pretty sure you tweeted something like, ah, the Suns have cut to 40 with 11 to go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Suns were getting just hammered. It was like 48, and they cut it to 40, and I was like, oh, we got a ball game here.
They had 27 points at halftime.
Yeah, it was bad.
Holy cow.
It was
Luka
bad.
Doncic had 27 points at halftime.
It was bad. I forgot I even tweeted that. It was. I just flipped it on. I was like, oh, my God. What are they doing? Yes, Dallas beats Phoenix. Hey, they cut it to 33 by the end of the game. 123-90 was your final. Boston beat Milwaukee 109-81 on the broad shoulders of Grant Williams. What's his full name? Does he have a cool middle name?
I would imagine it's probably the dorkiest middle name you could have.
Why would you say that?
It was funny because they were talking like, oh, you think Grant Williams is going to go have some fun tonight? And I'm just sitting there like,
yes,
yeah, probably not.
Settlers of
yeah.
Catan. Ooh, the Dean. Grant Dean Williams.
The Dean.
The Dean.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I'm coining it the Dean. All right. Dean Williams.
Dean Williams.
You coin it, but I'll be the one who uses it because, you know, that's my team.
I don't give you permission to use it. I give everyone else permission. The Dean.
I'll stick with Grant VFL Williams.
It's 2001, Chris, when Bledsoe took a hit so hard he had internal bleeding against the Jets.
That'll do it to you.
They started the year 0-2, and then Brady came in, started the third game.
And the rest was history.
Wait, I thought he came in during a playoff run.
Hmm?
I thought Brady came in during a playoff run.
Mm-mm.
What? Yeah.
No.
What?
What are you talking about?
I thought they made the playoff. Bledsoe got hurt, and then Brady had to come in, and he led him to a Super Bowl.
No. Bledsoe got hurt in game two. Brady came in.
Did he not come back?
Three.
Was he not back in the playoffs, Bledsoe? Are you sure? Because I thought that was like the big deal.
Brady hurt his knee in the AFC Championship game. Bledsoe came in. That's probably what you're thinking about.
So I had it backwards?
And then Brady came back in.
Yeah, like I said, Brady came in during the playoffs.
Start the Super Bowl.
Hickman, you should know this since he's your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
No, Nate's got it right.
Well, yeah, I would hope so. He's reading Wikipedia.
Yeah, I'm watching.
That's a very, very common myth that people throw around out there a lot. Like, I got a buddy who thought the exact same thing.
That they were already in the playoffs?
Yeah.
And then Brady came? No. Brady, like, led him to the playoffs, then bounced because of an injury. Bledsoe filled in, then
this
Brady
is,
came
this
back.
This is like the Mandela effect. There's no way that's the way it went.
It is.
You mean call him and ask him?
I mean, I only remember that because I literally have this one friend that for some, I don't
But
know,
it wasn't
still,
in the playoffs?
No, he got them to the playoffs. I'm pretty sure they lost his first start, didn't they?
Probably.
Oh, no, that's not right. They lost the game, the second game. Brady had come in just at the end, and they lost.
Yeah,
they still
yeah.
went on to lose. They won the third game. They won Brady's first start.
Yeah, because he beat Peyton Manning.
44-13.
That was his first career start?
Yeah, he whooped Peyton's ass.
Okay, you don't have to say it like that. In fact, take that back or turn your mic off. Don't say it like that.
Did
just say Peyton's defense let him down.
Yeah. Gave up 44.
Well, the offense didn't do much either.
Well, yeah, but that's bad. That was back when they were stealing signals and signs and plays and filming practice and had microphones in the locker room. They were cheating.
Did you see Big Cat's tweet last night?
Yes.
The Vol Twitter, or the people who don't have Twitter that are Vol fans, will probably get a good laugh out of this. He said, "Great Williams is playing so well, I'm counting it as a Rick Barnes tournament win."
I just replied and said, "Too soon. Too soon. It hurts. It hurts still."
Well, you said it.
What did I say?
Can't threes if you're on the bench.
In overtime. Yeah.
I wonder.
But fear not.
Can we ever ask Rick Barnes that?
Sure. You can ask him.
It's like the preseason presser. Coach, got a question.
About 4 years ago. Got an in-game scenario for you here.
Do you have any regrets?
Pop quiz, hot shot. Your best player has four fouls to start overtime against a really good team in the NCAA tournament. What do you do? Shoot the hostage. Put him on the bench.
Maybe if the Celtics win the championship, you could get away with asking the question. Hey, Coach, Grant Williams.
Should we ask Grant?
World champion, Grant Williams.
Remember that one time?
Do you have any regrets?
What was that old Chris Farley skit he used to do where he was like, "Do you remember that one time where you sang that song and people liked it? That was awesome." Hey, Coach, remember that one time you had Grant Williams on the bench to start overtime against Purdue? That was awesome. That was great.
Oh, man.
That still hurts, seriously. It almost makes me sick.
I try not to think about it.
I mean, Hickman, you missed a whale of a show the next God, that was awful. That Monday, that's like where the Barnes bashing began. Everybody was livid.
It really sucks because we matched up so well with Virginia that year, too. Like, that was, like, the dream matchup to go to the Final
Four.
Didn't
Purdue-Virginia, didn't that game go to overtime?
Mm-hmm.
Man, we were. That Virginia kid hit the – wasn't that the one where the ball's, like, at half court, and then he just chucked it to the guy?
The worst guy you would – like, the guy who hit the floater from, like, the free throw line that sent it to overtime would be, like, the equivalent of Euros Plavsic taking the shot for us. Just the last
and
guy
here we are, right,
want,
ba- right back to where we ended want. On Friday, the Plavsic bashing. What's your problem?
Yeah, why do you have to bring Plavsic into this?
Well, I'm just
what's he done to you?
It's a comparison.
Okay. Well, the guy's a little better than Plavsic, actually. We'll come back. So we recap the weekend here on
don't agree with
Jambi
him.
Or whatever his name was. Yeah. He had the blonde hair.
Jambi?
Yeah, really tall, skinny.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to Three and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Adam Hickman with you. Yeah, apparently my Bucks are just too beat up, Hickman, you know. We're missing Middleton. That was huge.
Unbelievable.
You know,
yeah, Giannis, he can't do it without a second superstar.
Can't do it all, man.
Superstar.
Middleton's good.
Superstar.
He's a three-time All-Star in the last 4 years.
I don't know why I'd say superstar.
It just proves how good Giannis is, you know. Best player on the planet.
Yeah, I'd take Luke over him any day. And Grant Williams.
It's really hard for me to argue when I haven't watched it.
Yeah, what? Best player on the planet. Really? Yeah, how do you?
It's one of five Nate can name.
Thank you. I have been able to spell his last name, but now can no longer spell his last name.
The ups and downs of being a fan.
Antetokounmpo. It's hard enough just to say it.
Antetokounmpo.
Good for Grant Williams. Happy for him. And Hickman and his Celtics.
Yeah, thank you.
They really need a lot of, you know.
They need more championships in Boston. Yeah. It's been a drought.
It's been a drought for me. You know, I didn't win one last year.
Yeah, Brady choked.
Yeah, need one this. Well, yeah.
If he even plays this year,
he's gonna play. And he's probably gonna win it all.
What are their odds? Are they? They don't have top odds though, do they?
Buffalo Bills are the favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah, your other guy.
Which
he just picks all the
big Bills guy.
All the best quarterbacks.
I see what you do. Everyone sees your little scheme here.
It's not a scheme.
You pick the great quarterbacks, they win championships, and you take some credit for some reason.
Who did the Rams beat in Super Bowl?
Huh? Bengals.
Bengals. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to remember. I picked Rams Bills, didn't I?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so. No, Bills are the favorite. They're loaded.
Yeah, they're good. And with the overtime rule change, they won't get screwed that way again.
Yeah, it was crazy. But still the best NFL game I've ever watched, probably.
It was insane.
That did not include Tom Brady.
How many points did they score in like the final 10 minutes?
There was like five touchdowns scored.
Yeah, it was insane.
Like that.
It was insane.
I wonder why the Rams aren't the favorite just to repeat, though.
I mean, they lost Von Miller to the Bills. OBJ hurt himself.
They added Allen Robinson. He was completely just meaningless in Chicago's last year because they had the worst quarterbacks on the planet.
Yeah. No Robert Woods this year either, which, I mean, they lost him about 3/4 of the way through last year anyways, but he's gone.
To my Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a very important pickup for the Titans.
Yeah, it could be because apparently Treylon Burks, you know, he's leaving practice early now.
Yeah, well, what's up with that?
I thought he just didn't have a good minicamp.
What are they saying about Willis? How'd he look?
He gave up a pick six to,
Theo Jackson?
Yeah, Theo. Rabel said something like, oh, you're nothing more than a Rocky Top cheerleader. Oh, yeah. And Theo said, I took that personally.
And I took that personally.
Then he, that was Willis's first interception thrown in the Titans uniform, I believe. So good on Theo, football player.
Yeah, so Burks didn't make it through the first wide receiver drill. Was hunched over early, went into the new team building with a trainer, and came out using an inhaler.
What?
Then he
does he have asthma?
Yeah, came out with the inhaler, did a couple more reps, and then went back in.
Did they not know this when they got him? Or did we just? Are we wasting another first round?
Yeah,
pick?
All the reports like, yeah, he looks out of shape.
Well, I always thought when he was at Arkansas, I mean, he's a bigger guy. I didn't think he was out of shape, but he never looked like a guy who was perfectly in shape. Yeah, Titans, what are you doing?
But apparently he did go through a full second day.
Okay. That's what matters.
Had a couple drops, though.
I think it's hard to think that they can recreate with a trainer how we do things, Vrabel said. We see that with veterans that have come back and started with our off-season program and guys that have joined a few weeks in. It's just different. I know that they were working and they think they were trying to get in shape, but that's just not the case.
So he wasn't working hard enough.
In 20 minutes, he was done.
20 minutes?
20 minutes.
I feel like
20 minutes into the 90-minute practice.
I think I could make it 20 minutes.
No.
Yeah,
but he should be able to. I mean, he's been training for this. 20 minutes? Nate, how long's the average football game?
You know, 3 hours-ish.
I mean, I know you're not, you know, running around the whole time, but good night. 20 minutes? What'd they do, just put him on the line?
Mm-hmm. He said how we do things. I don't know what, I mean.
We start every practice with 21-10.
I mean, I've been to a lot of NFL practices. They're not the most taxing.
No, of course not.
I mean, you know, it's not like a soccer team or something.
Well, hopefully he'll figure it out.
Speaking of which, that soccer team here, they lost their opener 2-1.
That soccer team here.
Well, you know, they got the
one
weird
Knoxville
name.
FC?
Yeah. Is it FC? No, it's SC. See, they just flipped. That's confusing.
SC, soccer club. Sporting club. Sporting?
think they went with Soccer Club, even though they said they weren't, which is very strange. But anyway, they lost. Well, they had a decent crowd, though, for the opener.
Have you seen the banner towels they hold up? Said there's only one Knoxville. Pretty cool.
You like
it's not true. I think there's like a Knoxville, Alabama or something.
There's a bunch of Knoxvilles. They're calling their...
So they lost to Asheville City. So stupid. Oh, gosh. We've got the Tri-Cities Otters up tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
A home game for us?
Yeah, Knox Catholic.
I think I'm going to root for the Otters.
Catholic? They played at Austin East in the first
Yeah, game. At Austin East, at Knox Catholic. They play at Maryville College June 18th against Peachtree MOBA.
I have to go to that one.
What is it, like an alumni game or something?
I don't know.
Maryville College again against Tennessee SC on the 25th. SSA, Southern Soccer Academy, July 9th. And East Atlanta Football Club.
One Knoxville SC.
EAFC.
Our city, our club.
How'd you win a game?
It is Sporting Club.
Told you. I thought it was because they said we don't play soccer. Something like that. So you're gonna go? You gonna go the old stomping grounds of Maryville College?
Yeah, I might try that. Probably not.
Oh, Hickman, did you get the email about the crawfish boil?
There was an email?
No, there wasn't.
No, that could have been. I don't check my email.
No, the point was that there was no email.
My daughter's softball team keeps winning, so we gotta.
I told you.
Can't lock into the tournament.
I told you this was good. I know. I told you.
I mean, I can schedule it and not be there if you want me to do that.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Okay.
We'll save you some.
Yeah.
Get you a to-go plate.
Leftover shrimp and crawfish. That's yummy.
Tastes better with age.
You can eat it later.
I know.
Why would that be bad?
Because it's so good, like, right out of the pot.
Well, put it back in the pot and warm it up. Mm. It's not that hard. Nate, did you see that 5-star wide receiver Carnell Tate was in town for the... of course, he went to the one baseball game we lost.
Ugh.
But he was there with the hype man, Dondi, Dr. Dan.
How are we feeling about that one?
I heard good things. I'll leave it at that. Okay. But I heard good things.
Okay.
So we'll...
Are we just going to get all the good receivers?
Wait, who did Ole Miss get? They got the UCF
Jalen Robinson, Flash.
Lebby's not still at Ole Miss, is he? Didn't they lose Jeff Lebby?
Think so.
Yeah.
Didn't he? So why did he go to Ole Miss? Were we not that interested, maybe? Feels like if we wanted that guy, we could have got him. I mean, it's a similar system because Lebby was with Heupel.
Hell, he had a career year with Josh Heupel.
I know. So why would you go play with Ole Miss?
Lebby's at Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Interesting.
He's running the offense for Venables.
Did you see the quarterback they got over the weekend?
No, I actually didn't.
JUCO guy. General Booty.
Oklahoma did?
General Booty.
General Booty.
That's his name.
I like this kid already. General Booty.
Is that general, like, a salute, or is it general, like, just some general booty?
Any old booty will do.
Yeah, just, yeah. How was the booty? Was it good? It was pretty general.
General. Pretty common.
General Booty. What? He's a guy. JUCO transfer. I don't really know much else about him, other than his name is General Booty.
Did you hear that Nico struggled with the heat and humidity at the Elite 11 and had to be sidelined?
Maybe it was just really hot in Nashville. Maybe that's what happened to Burks.
Well, good thing is
he is from Cali. There's not a lot of humidity out there. And it's usually very, very breezy.
I think the first session went well. Second session's what got me. That humidity got me. But we ended up finishing strong, and I feel like I did good.
Good.
Definitely the humidity is different from California. You guys said it was, 90 or something out here? That 90 felt like 115. It wasn't that hot this weekend.
Did it hit 90 in Nashville over the weekend?
Maybe. I thought it was like 86.
General Booty.
I was in Nashville yesterday.
Is 6'3", 194. What's Nico, like 6'5"?
Apparently yeah, Nico's that, tall.
Apparently, at least Nico was out there, what, 5 or 6 hours, not 20 minutes like Jalen Burks.
That's good. Ooh. He's been invited to the Elite 11 Finals.
Okay.
How about that?
He got ranked number 3.
What?
Wait, no. That's not right. That's them saying what his ranking is just in general in the class. Never mind.
Well, how'd he do at the... let's see. He was one of 3 players to earn a spot at the Elite 11 Finals.
Okay.
With 4-star quarterback Avery Johnson.
Really confusing.
And Memphis, Tennessee's Brock Glenn, which is about as quarterback of a name as I've ever heard.
Brock Glenn?
Brock Glenn.
Yeah.
3-star quarterback from, is it Lausanne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Jason brings up a good point. That is this guy John David Booty's son?
Has to be, right? Or at least some relation.
Google Machine.
If that's his son, I'm going to feel very old.
General Booty, a third-generation football standout with the greatest name in quarterback history.
There you go.
General Booty. Oh. Is it his son?
Yeah.
Yep. And his brother Josh. Josh Booty, John David Booty, and now General Booty. Wow. But John David played at Southern Cal, right?
Yeah.
And Josh played at, was that LSU?
LSU. One of them played at LSU. It was a Booty at LSU. Now there's a Booty at LSU.
The is French version.
Back? Yeah, Booty to Booty.
Yeah, he has to come back. He's not old enough yet.
I thought he was.
One more year, I think.
He got hurt.
What's his name? Keyshawn? Keyshawn?
Keyshawn Booty.
Booty.
Yeah, he's French.
Well, he's from Louisiana.
Booty and
Booty. Booty. What do you prefer, Hickman? Booty or Booty?
I like Booty.
Final segment, hour number one. General is John David's nephew. Did you say that off the air or on the air?
Off.
I can't remember.
Close enough.
That's not the... We try to bring facts, Hickman. You're just out here goofing off.
New booty goofing.
New booty goofing.
I used that reference this weekend because this guy was looking at a brochure for the boot barn at work.
Yeah.
And I was like, you about to be new boot goofing? He just kind of looked at me and like awkwardly smiled. And I was like, you don't get this, do you? And he's like,
I'd say few do.
Yeah. I told him to watch the clip.
Did he?
He said he was going to. I doubt he did.
Wow. It's a shame when people tell you they're going to do something and then don't do it, you know?
I don't know. He seemed like a pretty honest guy.
Yeah, they always do seem like an honest guy. They make all these promises.
Well, I said we're going to do it.
I know. You've said that for 4 years. Still haven't done it. We're running out of time. We have until Father's Day and then the crawfish dry up.
Ah.
Have to get him farmed in from Egypt or something. I want to eat American crawfish.
Have you figured out what the lead time is on this? Like,
no, because I don't know how many I'm getting. You were supposed to send out an email, the feeler email.
Yeah.
Remember that, Hickman? Remember he said, I'm going to write the email today?
That's a good point. Did I say today?
Yeah, but it was Friday. So you're only 4 days late.
Okay.
Don't do it during the show either. You need to do better at managing your time.
Okay.
You're typing it, aren't you?
No.
Good. I mean, wait. No, I think I want you to.
You want me to send it?
Not during the show. But start crafting it in your mind.
Okay.
That'd be good.
All right.
Did we miss anything else over the weekend?
Sure, there was a lot.
Are you sure?
No, not really.
What? Oh, you're thinking. I'm sorry.
I mean, we had some other recruits in, apparently. I don't know. But I'm not sure if any big ones.
The big one was Carnell Tate.
Yeah.
That's who we want.
We're going to get some big ones on defense at some point. I feel like that might be important.
It takes time.
Okay.
I don't know how much time, but it takes some.
All right.
I'm really over the Thursday, Friday, Saturday baseball games.
What do you mean?
Well, like yesterday, I mean, you know.
The Thursday's nice, though.
I don't like the Thursday as much.
You don't like the Thursday?
I'd rather wait one more day, play on Friday, and then have Sunday afternoons. I mean, that's a cherished time. And it's so much better when you've got an intriguing game on. And we're not going to get one this weekend. It's kind of a bummer. You prefer the Thursday?
I think I like the Thursday.
I do.
I can do something else on Sunday.
Well, I know we can all do something else, but
I like the Thursday. There's nothing on Thursdays right now that I'm watching.
There's nothing on Sundays right now that you're watching.
Grant Williams plays this Thursday.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, see? And then the next weekend, we'll be winning the SEC tournament.
You better hope so. With
3 o'clock
attitude.
On ESPN2. Just looked it up for you. See?
But if we don't, it's not the end of the world.
What are you doing? I thought every game was a must-win and I can't lose the rest of the way. You don't care about the SEC tournament?
Not really, no.
Are we to the point where we don't even want to be the number one overall seed?
No, that's baloney. We want the number one seed and we want to win it.
But not the SEC tournament.
Everything.
You don't want to win the SEC tournament.
Like, whenever you get so hot, like you go on these big win streaks, like, I can't even enjoy it because, like, in my mind, I'm just thinking of, like, okay, like, when's the cold streak coming, you know?
That's scarred.
I know.
We're going to skip Friday next week. We're going to win Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wednesday's game will be at 5:30.
Okay.
Eastern.
SEC Network.
We will play the 8-9 winner, which it'll be Florida or Ole Miss as of now.
Ole Miss is getting hot.
Are they?
Beat LSU this weekend, didn't they?
I'm not sure. Did they?
I believe so.
Huh.
When's that game? Thursday?
No, it starts on Tuesday.
So that game's Wednesday.
Our game is Wednesday, 5:30.
When's our second game?
Thursday.
And then if we win that one, we skip Friday. Take a day off. You know, go see the sights and sounds of Hoover, Alabama.
And then we'll play Saturday?
Yeah. And then Sunday.
For the ship.
But Hickman doesn't want to win the ship.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess he's nervous.
He don't want to be hot. He wants to be cold going into the NCAA tournament.
No, I want to get hot right when the NCAA tournament starts. There's a science to it.
Oh, it's science. I had no idea.
See, if Tennessee went on our little run there we had at the end of the season, if we'd have started that, say about 2 weeks later, a week later.
We'd be hot as a pistol.
Yeah, we probably would have made it to the Sweet 16.
Probably would have.
And then lost.
But we have an SEC championship banner now.
Yeah, okay.
It had been like, what, 44 years?
I wanted to win it for basketball just because you've never done it.
Everyone says Rick Barnes can't win in the postseason. Then he wins a postseason championship, and people are still mad at him. And you hate Plazich.
Rick Barnes usually rights his wrongs. It just takes him a really long time.
Well, he did something that old Bruce never did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal. It's a thing.
Patience is a virtue.
Look at you just dropping the knowledge. Wow. Good job. Well done.
I'd bet money on it that he gets us to a Final Four before he retires.
You would bet money on it.
Yeah, I would.
Nate, would you take that bet?
How much do you want to bet, Adam?
I mean, he's only got what, like four years max?
He has to make a Final Four.
Yep.
Rick Barnes.
$25
At Tennessee?
Yeah, at Tennessee.
25.
Done.
$25.
You going to give him odds?
He proposed.
And you accepted. But now I'm interjecting.
Why does he need to get odds? He threw it out there.
Because you jumped all over it. Maybe it's a sucker bet.
It is a sucker bet.
Now, if he makes the Final Four next year, like at some point we're going to have to like question whether or not like I'm just the cause of all good things sports, you know?
Hmm. No, you're not.
This is a win-win for me. I'm either getting Tennessee in the Final Four.
Or you're only paying $25 for one.
$25.
It's really a steal of a deal.
It's a good deal. I'll take it. Ole Miss at least won the last two games against LSU. So there you go. Hour two next.